Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Michelle.
And collaborate.
They
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hi, good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. And it is Taylor Tuesday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that will help you reach your goals through education, workshops, leadership. And we focus on our youth over here. This is Taylor Tuesday. Stephanie will be on with us. We're going to carry out that relations series. But I'd like to say, hey, Juneteenth celebrations all over the globe. What's happening out there yesterday? People were sharing. They were caring. Communities were coming together. It was a wonderful thing. And this was happening throughout the country. I hope you got out there and enjoyed yourself. Before we go, you know, we're still celebrating Pride Month here also. And you know, I got a statement. Be proud of what you have done. Acknowledge what you have done. Do more. Go higher. Strength equals the ability to get through stronger by acknowledging all, using happiness, joy, and resistance. Nothing can take you out of. You have those abilities to get through it. You know, we know how to make the impossible possible. And while you're out there being proud, do not allow yourself to be swayed by the eight winds out there. Those eight winds are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Now that comes from Manita Dasakuruteda, who gives us the direction and how to travel, creating happiness for ourselves and happiness for others. Before Stephanie comes on and share with us relations, just going to give you a little bit of this. And I hope that you are singing this song to your ancestors that went through what they went through so that we could break through and be here now, that keep it going on. Welcome in to Waking Up in Linda Mac. Rosebuds know the bloom in early May. It's okay, no. That's what we want to sing to our ancestors out there. And never forget where you came from. Remember the blood that flows through your body. They did it so that we could be here to keep it going on. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes with us this evening. Stephanie, hello, hello, hello. The author of The Healing of the Wound and a community queen out here. Stephanie, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Linda, how are you? Yeah.
I'm wonderful. You know, I know it is busy, busy, busy out there. And you know, I'm going to let you know how much we appreciate you for coming on, caring and sharing. I put the topic out there. I think we're still in the relations topic out here. I wasn't sure, but in order to get all this stuff done, we have to know all about those relations and starting with the one that we start with ourselves. I'm just going to let you carry on. Stephanie, welcome in.
Yes. So we're going, listeners, we're going to continue with the father and son relationship and why it's so important, you know, to have that healthy bond between the father and the son. Yes. So the father and son relationship can sometimes be a tense one. So as we know that, especially for those who have not was mentored or grown up with their father and the father was absent from the home. And it's important that, you know, our young boys have a great sense of mentorship if their father is not in the home. But, you know, sometimes it does not have to be a tense relationship. Now, if your relationship is suffering, there are steps you can take to turn it into a positive direction. Now, your son needs you, whether you admit it or not, they do. So let's today by becoming more involved in every facet of his life and help him develop a healthy habit that he will model into adulthood. Because remember, children live what they learn, and if they learn that their father is not around as when they was growing up, they're going to do the same with their children sometimes. And sometimes when a young boy grows up in home without their father, they have a set in their mind, oh, I'm not going to be like my dad. So you have, you know, they're either going to, you know, be like their dad or do something different. So how can you build a relationship between the father and the son? Now, the best way to strengthen the father-son relationship is for you to actively involve your sons, be involved in your son's life. Be a part of making rules and disciplinary decisions. Because when a boy turns 12, you know, it's hard for them to listen to mom. They need that strong, stern voice from their dad. Now, listen when he talks and be sounding board for him. Teach him all the things a young man needs to know and how to do. Time is your greatest asset in these communications. It's not about all the things that you can buy him, the Jordans and all the electronic, you know, gadgets. But the most important thing is that quality time that you spent with your son. Now, the type of young man your son would turn into depends on the behavior he sees you model. Now, little boys emulate their dads and learn how to be men from them. Treat others with respect and show humility and love. Your child will learn this from you. He is looking at you and waiting to be shown how life works. Now, if you have failed in the past, there is time to mend fences. Even if your son is already an adult, there are measures that can be taken to strengthen your relationship. Now, let's take a look at just how important dads and how to improve the father-son relationship. No matter how far you have drifted apart, while this information and advice, as well as what we're going to talk about today, tailor the father and the son's relationship. All right, so how a father should treat his son is very important. You know, some fathers and sons have strange relationships, but then again, others get it right. Now, perhaps the best way to get off on the right foot in a father and son relationship to recognize how a father should treat their son. Now, before I go any further, you know, and I forgot to mention at the top of the show, happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers who are listening. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day and hope you had a day of rest, relaxation, fun, and if you were treated like a king. I'm getting ready to say a queen, but a king. All right, I'm so used to working with women. But yes, but I'm speaking to the men today. Yeah, so here are some steps for a father should take to ensure he's treating his son correctly. I hope you got your pens and paper ready. All right, so the very first thing, take on positive involvement in discipline. Teach your son the things a man should know and how to do. Accentuate the positive. Establish healthy boundaries. Model respect towards him and others. And always apologize. Fathers are often known as the disciplinary in the home, but are just enforcing the rules or you're helping establish them. Now, fathers should be involved in rules development and establish set disciplinary action ahead of time. But also, you know, it's important that the mother and the father are on the same page when it comes to disciplining your child. Now, it should not be the father only gets involved in disciplining because the mother is burnt out to do this. So, however, you know, sometimes the mother, they be so worn out that say, I'm going to call your dad and tell your daddy on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the child should be able to respect their mother enough that mom don't have to say, I'm going to tell your daddy on you. You know, so that means that whatever the parents set together, or whatever rules they set together as disciplinary for their children, it's very important they are on the same page. Because what the child would do is play each other against each other. So that's what we don't want. All right, so fathers should treat their sons fairly becoming involved in making rules for the home and enforcing those rules. Now, I want you to think through future scenarios before they happen and establish limits. Now, your son will respect you if he has a clear understanding of what you expect of him. He might not respect you if you are known only as the enforcer. Mm-hmm. So you have to be loving strongly too. You can't always be yelling and screaming, but really listening, and also be able to allow your child to be able to communicate back to you without the fear of being able to speak his truth. That teach your son the things your dad taught you. There are certain things that the son can only learn from their father. Be active in your son's development and teach age-appropriate life lessons. That's very important. Now, the added upside of doing this is that it is provided a way for the father and the son to spend time together. So go out and work on the cart together, which is fine. Fix the plumbing together. Cut the grass. And these are skills that you're teaching, life skills that you're teaching your son. That talking with your son is very important. Your son does not want to be bombarded by the negative feedback all the time. While it may be necessary to correct him at times, but be sure you are spending plenty of time building him up as well. Mm-hmm. Tell your son the things you like and respect about him. Build up the positive in his life. This will help open up the flow of feedback between you and your son. Will be anxious to hear what you have to say. You know, so there's life lessons on prosperity between the father and the son, right?
Yeah.
You cannot live your son life for him. He has to do that for himself. Treat him with respect and show him how to respect you by establishing healthy boundaries. For instance, set aside time to spend alone with your partner and permit him to spend time with his friends. Now, you do not have to be together all the time. Communicate about your boundaries and expectations and stick with them. Imperative that a son sees his father model respect. This is especially important when it comes to the way you treat his mother and other women in his life. A son will learn how to treat his future spouse and children from his father, so treat him the way you hope your treat him the way your grandchildren will be treated one day. Now, don't be afraid to admit when you're wrong. Constantly hear, you know, your faults. Your son will begin to believe that is what men are supposed to do. Now, you know, for those men out there that it's hard to communicate and cannot express their feelings because they saw their father, you know, withdrawing or not communicating his needs, and he hides behind those, then that's what the son would learn and say, okay, this is the way my dad doing, and this is the way a man should do. But that's not always correct. Right?
True.
So, you want your son to be compatible. All right? You want him to be compatible or capable of apologizing. So let them know that the manly thing to do, that is the manly thing to do, is to be able to admit when you're wrong. And that's okay. That'll make you weak. It just let the other person knows that, hey, this person respect me and respect my feelings. Now, apologize to your son when you have made a mistake at his expense. Mm-hmm. And allow him to see the way you also extend apologies to other people. So why is the father-son relationship so important? You know, so, and here's some reasons. Get your pen and paper back out. Now, the son models their father's behavior, right?
Yes.
Academic success is one. Fathers instill confidence in their son. Fathers teach how to be a man. So how many times have you heard the synthesis? I want you to be just like your daddy when I grow up. How often you hear that? Sons often model their father's behavior in regards to many areas of life. Now, perhaps the most important is how they will treat the person around them as they grow up. Now, it is a father's job to teach his son how to respect towards women and how he should ultimately treat his spouse one day. But that's not all. A father's purpose is also to show his son how to treat other people in the world around him. The way your son treats his friends as he's growing up, and even the way he treats his coworker, one is dependent on you modeling proper behavior. Now, some will involve fathers tend to have greater academic success than son with only a mother at home. This may be because the father provides an additional presence to help with homework and study. Now, sons also seek their father approval. So he will work hard to get good grades if he thinks that will make you proud. Now, father helped build their sons into confident young men. He provides a sounding board for a child as he grows. Now, when he treats him with positive regards, you teach him that it is worthy of being treated well. He shows more self-confidence, and he is willing to try new things, which may have been intimidating to him at first. Fathers often teach lessons that would be difficult for mothers to teach. Now, these lessons that get passed down through generations, a child needs to learn how to become a man from the most important man in his life, his father. He will miss out on the valuable lessons and experiences, life self-worth, if you are not involved. Now, the measure of becoming a man, who knows? Because it all depends on what the child has been taught by his father and what he has seen in relationships and the men that his mother have in his life. So that's very important.
Wow.
So
So how does jealousy play a role in a father and son relationship? So these are some things to be aware of as fathers. While it is not healthy for a father to be jealous of his son, there are few instances in which it does happen. Be sure to safeguard your relationship with your son by rejecting jealousy in your relationship. Get your pens and paper out again. And here's some, you know, little situations that I want you to write down. The first one is, the father believes the son is more important to the mother than he is. But as you know, the sons are mama boys, right? They love their mother. You know, they learn, they cling to their mother. You know, and some fathers get jealous of that relationship with the mother and son's relationship. And we will be talking about that next week. But these are some of the signs that we need to look for, you know, the jealousy in the fathers. All right. So the father believes that the son is surpassing his own success. So some things that the father probably wanted to do when he was a teenager and was not able to do, and his son is doing it and doing it better than him, then jealousy comes in and plays a part. Right?
Right.
So the father believes the son is being afforded opportunities that were not available to him. Right. And so, you know, each generation is supposed to get better, right? Instead of getting jealous, and if you see your son is surpassing you, encourage him, support him, give him the support that you did not get from your father. You know, and once we as parents understand that each generation is supposed to be better, my kids, you know, supposed to be better than me, and they are, you know, and I encourage them. And whatever their endeavors are, I support them so they can surpass me and be better than me. Because each generation is supposed to teach the next generation. And that's how we grow. Yeah, I need to take a water break.
Okay. Please do.
All right, I'm back. Can't get too excited.
Okay.
All right. And so now we're going to talk about the new mothers are sometimes guilty of neglecting their spouse for a time when a baby arrives. And you know how that goes.
Yes.
And, you know, and then, and that's what the fathers really need to understand. That, you know, when the wife or the spouse, girlfriend, whatever it may be, the situation may be, you know, it's not so much in neglecting the spouse. It's actually bonding with their child. And you can do it together. You know, if the baby is up and the mom is tired, this is the opportunity for the male to come in and support the mother while she's resting. And that's very important. Some mothers take this to the extreme, though, and continuously put their children before their spouses. Now, this is the one instance in which a father can become jealous of his son. It is not that he wishes his son was not there. He just craves his wife's attention and feels like she is bestowing it all on the son. Now, if it is happening in your relationship, you should talk to your wife or significant other about it rather than becoming jealous. the drift between the two of you is not the fault of the son, and he should not suffer because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the opportunity, like I've mentioned before, for the fathers to step in and support the mom. You know, so sometimes the mother can go into postpartum depression, and she don't want to be touched by no one. Sometimes she don't even want to touch the child.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we just got to be mindful enough and intuitive enough to know when to step in and say, hey, you know, let me give you a helping hand. And that way, he will get the quality time with the mother and the child, which is the son we're talking about, and create that bonding. So chances are, with some dialogue and possibility of professional help, the situation will improve and a balance can be restored to the family. Now, as a son grows into a man, he may choose any role in his life. Some fathers become jealous when they perceive that their son has become more successful than them in some way. This can even happen when the son is still in high school. So for those that, especially if he plays football or basketball, any sports,
mm-hmm.
and the son becomes more fluent in the sports than the father, then jealousy will arise. And especially don't let the child get drafted in any kind of, you know, NBA or basketball, soccer, whatever it is. It can be swimming, it can be tennis. But whatever the sport is, father, you know, let that go. Celebrate your son. You know, support him. You know, which, as we know, it's only natural for this to happen, for his father to be his son's biggest fan, as I was saying, whether it is on the football field or in the business world. Later in life, a father's job is to support his son no matter what.
Yes.
He should take pride in his son's accomplishment and not reveal his jealousy. Some fathers become jealous simply because they feel like their sons got to be better great.
Mm.
You know, and it's, and you see this, and it's happening in the mothers and daughter relationship too, when the jelly comes mm-hmm. in. But we're talking about the sons and fathers tonight. We're going to get into the mothers and daughters later on during the week. But some fathers become jealous simply because they feel like their sons got a better break than they did. Maybe they even feel like fatherhood held them back to some degree.
Mm.
You know, and I want to say it's never too late. You may not get into the MBAs or whatever, but whatever skill that you have, that's the opportunity to share that with your son, to make him better. And your son is only great is because you support him to be great.
Mm-hmm.
So you can share that win with him because you was part of the making him great. You know, I see the relationship that my son-in-law has, you know, with my grandchildren.
Okay.
And how he, you know, for some reason, I called them today, and I heard in the background, I said, what is that noise? What are they doing? And he said, well, they just finished yoga, and now they playing, they was doing karate. And so their father was teaching them. They did the yoga, and they went into karate, right?
Okay.
So one of my the oldest granddaughter and the oldest grandson, you know, in Tracy's family, they got chosen to go to a tennis tournament.
Okay.
Right? So this is the opportunity you know, where their father actually trained them in this sport to be great. Now, Phoenix is the daughter, she's 8 years old, but she's beating the 15, the 12 and 15-year-olds.
Okay.
And that's only because the training of the father.
Mm.
All right. So, and how he getting his praise is that to see the rewards that he's sent his children, been able to go into spaces where he wasn't able to go.
Yes. Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So I am encouraging the fathers to really support your children. If you into sports, and if you have children that are into sports as well, then encourage them, train them. This is time to build up that quality time with your children.
Yes.
And bonding. They're learning from you. So don't be jealous. Be with them. Encourage them. And they will reward you as they get older. They won't be like those basketball players that their father was never in their life. And then once
right.
they made it big,
they show
to,
up.
You know, get on the bandwagon. Don't be that father. Be that father from the womb to the tomb.
I love it. From the womb to the tomb. I love that. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Be there for them. And when that happens, then you have no regrets. There won't be no jealousy. And then you have that open communication with your children that he will be able to come to you in difficult times because he knows
yes.
that, hey, I can go talk to my father to get encouragement, to be uplifted, to get a helping hand, not the fear of what he may say.
Mm-hmm.
And a child needs to know that they can go to their child with in everything and be okay
mm-hmm.
without the fear, without the judgment.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and that goes from the father and the mother and yeah, both parents. You should set it up so that your children can come and speak with you. And that spreads through, and we're talking about the men, and I have to go back because we have to switch back to the women. I appreciate my parents because they always gave me options, okay? They gave me options. They say you can either this or that. It's up to you how you want to do it and explain to me what each option would bring to me, okay? So that works the same way. And you're speaking of dads and being athletic. Have you ever heard of a husband and wife getting kicked out the stadium, the mama and the daddy, because they're supporting their child? I'm telling you. The daddy trying to be on the field, being the referee, right, the coach, and the mama is in the stands running with her son. She running all over the people at the grandstand. She running that ball with her baby, right? They kick them out the stadium. That is what I call parental support, okay? You said don't be jealous and make them better. You know, you want them to do better than you. Like with my nephews and my great-nephews, and I look at their father and I tell them all the time, I always remind him what a wonderful job he did. Okay, look at him. Okay, I mean he's sitting on acres and acres, and they go sit on acres and acres, and each one has to get 500 more acres than the other one. Right? It's funny. It's funny to me, but I know he feels good because he did his job, and like you say, all he does is sit back and look at it. So on Father's Day, I tell the dads do absolutely nothing. Don't do a thing. And those kids are over there taking care of what they have to take care of. I was small. My daddy would sit me on his knee. I was a girl, okay? So if he was telling me stuff, you can imagine what he was telling the brothers, right? And he told me about people and what they'll do. And he also told me what to look out for. and what I better do. Okay, that was my father. My mother didn't, she let him handle that part because I was the type of child that you had to go dead to my gut. Okay, you just had to bring it to me straightforward because if you danced around with it, it wasn't working. So he never danced around. That was my grandfather. But fathers are very, very important. And like you say, never, ever, ever miss out on the opportunities, you know, to let them know and to praise them, you know. Yeah, actually praise them, let them know. Because men aren't like their dads. You got so many men out here that can't communicate because they wouldn't ever talk, okay? They didn't have that type of example, and you went back into, you know, you have to be a model. You know, they live what they've been taught. Same way with the man, and we'll get on a dad, and I'll say this, and I'll say it to the ladies, even though we're talking about men. If a man does not care for his mother, you better run, okay? Because if he doesn't care for his mother, he doesn't like women. Period. Okay? Listen and pay attention real closely. Try to find a mama's boy. As Stephanie say, boys are mama's boys. You want that mama's boy, okay? Because that one that don't get along, he's going to mistreat you. Okay? Because he doesn't like his mom. He doesn't like women. Period. I haven't seen it be wrong yet. So you want that mama's boy. Okay, I had to put it in there. You talking about the dad being proud of the son. I had to tell you both parents got kicked out the darn stadium. Okay, now that was real care, right? They were not allowed to the games, okay?
Right.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Yeah, so also maybe your son is afforded the privilege of going to college.
Yes.
But you never will.
Yes.
Don't be jealous. Instead, be happy with him and be proud of the young man whom you have helped shape his life.
Yes.
Right? So my next question to you, do sons need their fathers?
Mm.
Now, sons need their father to be present and provide them with validation. There are certain lessons they would never learn without their dad or another father figure stepping up to the plate. Now, I'm going to talk about four key areas in which sons need their father to grow properly. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, just picture a dad out in the yard playing catch with his son, or a father and son jogging together. Fathers teach their son how to be physically fit and active. Fathers are often the ones responsible for teaching their children how to play sports or even coaching their team. Now, a son needs his dad. They're encouraging him as his body grows physically. Now we have already started how sons, I'm sorry, we already stated how sons with their fathers at home tend to be more academically, right? Men are often analytical thinkers, and a son needs to learn these skills from them. So it's important that a child thoughts like is contributed to by both his mother and his father. Now, this will make him more rounded thinkers and individuals. Now, dad teach their sons how to handle emotions. Do have emotions, too. You know, I never like, you know, when mothers say, boys, don't cry. When you're crying, you're a sissy. No, let them show their emotions. Don't ever tell your son not to cry. He needs to cry and he needs to feel. Right?
That's true.
And they look to their father to know what to do with those emotions. Now, if you readily cry, your son will probably do the same. If you hold back your emotions, your son will perceive that is what men are supposed to do.
Mm.
Boy cannot learn the proper way to handle male emotions from only his mother. Men are often considered the spiritual leaders of the family. Now, if this is so, then a boy needs his dad to model that leadership quality to him. Now, fathers often hand down their religion, belief, and their spirituality to their children. Now, how can you improve your father and son relationship? Now, if your relationship with your son is not everything it should be, then take hope. It is never too late to start trying to harden to be a more influenced part of his life. Get your pens and paper out again.
Okay.
Now, there are some ways to improve your relationship with your son. Number one, look for things you have in common with your son. Number two, listen to what he has to say. Build him up by focusing on the positive. Recognize that you are an important part of his life. Now, the best way to improve your relationship is to spend time together. And to do this, you need to develop some common interests. Now, chances are the two of you are more similar than you think. Find a sport or an art form that you both enjoy and start by attending an event together. No time spent together is wasted. Even if you just watch a movie at home together, you will be making progress. The biggest drift between father and son happens when they stop spending time together. If this is a conflict, find a peaceful resolution to it. Do not forego a relationship with your son just because you disagree with some of his decisions or lifestyle choices. Choose to show love intentionally and look for those things you have in common. Really listen when your son talks. Don't brush him aside. Let him know he is important to you by investing your time into listening to what he has to say. Give your son feedback so that he knows you are paying attention. But be careful not to do all the talking. He needs to know that his thoughts, hopes, and dreams are important to you. When you are giving your son feedback, don't dwell on the negative. There are positive things about every child. Let your son know that you notice these attributes of his. Build him up by letting him know all the things that you think are great about him. Give him a hug and tell him how proud you are. Don't settle for the lie that you do not matter. You need to recognize that your presence is important in your son for all the reasons we have listened and talked about earlier. Now, your son is your greatest legacy. Don't leave all the work up to someone else. Take time to help shape and form him into a confident adult who you will be proud of. No matter what you have heard in the past, it is important for fathers to be involved in raising of a son. Sons tend to copy behavior that has been modeled by his father. Can't say that enough. They will demonstrate the amount of respect towards others that they have seen their father show. Your grandchildren will likely be treated in much the same way you treat your son. You are essential to his physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual growth. Do not look outside. Do not let outside determine direct the man your son would be. Take initiative and be present. Let your son know how much you love him and show him that you are willing to be there and be faithful in your support of him. Sons crave the support from their father. Don't fall into the trap of becoming a jealous father. If you are jealous over your spouse's attention, work it out with her. If you are jealous over the son's achievement, take pride in him instead. Be kind. Be the kind of role model that your dad was, or the kind of role model that you wish he had been. Either way, it looks like it's time to get out in the yard and play catch. All right, Miss Linda, that's it.
Well, you know what? Stephanie Haynes, the healing of the wound and the healing of a man's heart. You know, this has been some very, very helpful information, and I know that people have been writing. I know I got cramps over here in my fingers. And you said next week, are we carrying this out for the end of June, or what will our next topic be? And I'll speak with you later on other things. What will it be next week?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the father and son's relationship.
Oh, until we take it all.
Yeah, the father and daughter. We're
okay.
We're going to talk about the father and daughter.
Okay, so we'll keep it going. Well, Stephanie Haynes, I know that you were busy, busy, busy. You've been busy, busy, busy again. We appreciate you so much for coming on, caring and sharing and educating us and giving us some food for thought and letting us know how to get through this stuff. So we've been talking about the fathers and all relationships, the father and the son, and we'll carry it on out. Stephanie, we love you. Just give us, I got everything jotted down here, and what caught my mind was be present, be supportive, show no jealousy, okay? Those are things that I put check marks by, because that will, all of it will have an effect on a child. But those three things there are something that, you know, that kind of like sticks with you. That son, daughter, mother, father, whatever, be present, be supportive, no jealousy, you know, encouragement, uplift. Let them know that you're proud of them. Therefore, you learn how to be proud of yourself. Some people call it, you know, when you're brought up, male or female, and given that confidence. When you're given that confidence as a child, people will take that confidence as an arrogance. But it's not an arrogance, but to those who don't have confidence and that who are insecure, it's arrogance to them. But it's really confidence, and that's built in a child at an early, early, early age. So I appreciate this confidence and teaching how and things that play roles and the jealousy and just how you bring things to us. You make it so clear and so simple, you know, and people can deal with that. They can understand that, and whether they check on it or comment on it or not, they listen and they know what you're saying is something that's true. And again, before I let you go, you know how I am about my mentor. I want to tell each and every one of you out there, don't be swayed by the eight winds. Do not allow yourself to be blown like a leaf on a tree. And those eight winds are prosperity, decline, disgrace, honor, praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Don't be blown away by those. And when you're not blown away by those, you can recognize these things that Stephanie has mentioned, and she, the notes, and she has pointed out, and nothing ever, ever, ever will stop you from shining like the sun. And again, you know what Miss Linda say, don't let nobody bend your sun rays out there, okay? Follow, don't be swayed by the eight winds, daddies. Listen very closely. Be there for those young men and young women, too. I'm going to close us out. I'll take us on out with some thoughtful music. You know, I always speak through the music. Music carries that message. And we love you. We want you to have a peaceful evening. Get some rest. And I will be speaking with you after, if I may, I'll after the show go down. I need to check with you and confirm something, okay? So, but I'm not going to keep you long. We love you, Stephanie. This is Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Womb, the queen of a community. She's out there. She's out there. She's out there. Stephanie Haynes, we love you. And I'm going to give everybody this. Keep this going on, fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and people and people. Have a great evening.
Oh, I know y'all can sing too now. Oh, let's go back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, bless your heart, y'all. Come on.
Happy feelings in the air, touching people everywhere, plenty love and everything,
right here,
listen to the people say,
I got myself.
gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. And it's all the moon and the sky above.
now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow. But in passing, we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and starlight in the sky.
Always.
Until the ocean covers every mountain high.
Always.
Until the dolphin flies and every fish at sea. Your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As today I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the path for that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love.